he had the men come in once a week to participate in a support group. Let's take a closer look at the comprehensive lifestyle approach the men followed in the Ornish study. They followed four main components, which we can remember with the mnemonic NESS, or Ness, like Elliot Ness or the Loch Ness Monster: nutrition, exercise, stress management, and support. For nutrition, the Ornish study followed a low-fat diet that emphasized whole grains, fruits, and vegetables, similar to the popular Mediterranean or DASH diets. Both of those diets have been shown to lower the risk of heart disease and high blood pressure. A new variation on these diets, called the MIND diet, has also been shown to significantly reduce the risk of late-onset Alzheimer's disease. We'll talk about that diet at more length in the next lecture, but you probably already know that your health can benefit from including more fruits and vegetables in your diet, as well as more whole grains and fish, and consuming less fat and sugar. The second component of the Ornish lifestyle approach was exercise or fitness. Contrary to what you may be thinking, that didn't mean pumping iron or running marathons. The men were asked to take part in 30 minutes a day of walking or another form of moderate exercise, such as swimming or biking. But they did it almost every day, 6 days a week. Third was some form of stress management, such as yoga or meditation, which they practiced for 60 minutes a day, again, almost every day. For many of us who pride ourselves in being insanely busy, that may sound like a lot of time away from our smartphones. But if you consider that stress is probably shortening your life by several years, not to mention reducing the quality of what's left of your life, 60 minutes a day of thoughtful attention to your mind and body starts to sound like a wise investment. The fourth component was one that is actually lacking in many men's lives: a strong support system. Although some men aren't aware of the importance of social support, there are significant benefits of friendship on mental, emotional, and physical health for everyone, men and women alike. The Ornish study supplied this component of the comprehensive lifestyle approach with a weekly one-hour support group. At the beginning of the study, and again after 5 years, Dr. Ornish did something very strategic. He measured the men's telomeres. Telomeres are the caps on the ends of the arms of the chromosomes. If you remember taking high school biology, you'll recall that you have 23 chromosomes from your mother and 23 from your father. Our chromosomes contain our DNA and are what allows us to replicate ourselves over and over. The Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine in 2009 was awarded to researchers who discovered that the telomeres act like a protective cap on the ends of the chromosome arms. A simple analogy for telomeres is the cap on our shoelaces. When the cap comes off, the shoelace frays gets shorter and shorter and no longer works as well. Something similar happens with the chromosomes. As the telomeres shrink, our DNA can be exposed and damaged, leading to aging and increasing the risk of cancer, heart disease, osteoporosis, and other diseases associated with aging. After 3 months, Dr. Ornish was able to detect a significant improvement in telomerase. This is the enzyme that makes telomeres, so it was a good sign that he was on the right track. He then followed these men for 5 more years. He found that men who didn't follow the comprehensive lifestyle approach had further shortening of their telomeres. The expected result is people age. However, those who continued to engage in the comprehensive lifestyle approach saw their telomeres actually lengthen. This is an amazing result. The comprehensive lifestyle approach appears to not only slow the aging process, but to some extent also seems to reverse it. More studies are needed, of course, and some are already underway, but scientists believe that increases in telomere length may help to prevent a variety of chronic illnesses and may even lengthen lifespan. Does this mean that following this approach will bring the fountain of youth or prevent everyone from getting cancer? The answer, of course, is no. But I do think it provides a roadmap for experiencing optimal health at any age and regardless of your physical challenges. If you're interested in improving your health, many complementary medicine practices can help. In fact, some of them are used in the Ornish study. Not only can they speed your recovery from illness or surgery, but they can also help you cope with a chronic condition. Best of all, complementary practices such as meditation and yoga can work to keep you healthy and may actually prevent many diseases. But is complementary medicine real medicine? Is it evidence-based? You may be wondering,